We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
Hello and welcome to a special minisode of Ye Olde Crime, the show where Maddie and I discuss the funny, strange, and obscure crimes of yesteryear every Wednesday. This special bi-weekly segment is called Can You Crack the Cramp Word, which is slang for a difficult or obscure term, which I thought was very fitting. And with me today are Christina and MJ from Espooky Tales. And before we begin, I'd like to give them the opportunity to tell us a little more about themselves and their show before we get started.
Yes. Hi, I'm Christina, and that's MJ over there.
Oh, hi. I didn't know I was supposed to say hi. I'm MJ.
I didn't know if you were going to say hi or wait for me.
Hi, I'm MJ.
Yes, and together we host Spooky Tales, a podcast about Latin American spooky stories, haunted places, sometimes true crime, sometimes other things, mostly just spooky stories, or espooky stories, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I love it. I concur. I agree. So first question, how long have you both been friends?
We've been acquaintances, I guess, knew of each other in high school.
Like, yeah.
But we connected over Spooky Tales, like, what, a year and a half ago?
Yeah, we were friends on social media. We talked more on social media than we ever did in person after we both graduated. And so we were friends over social media. And then, yeah, before I started Spooky Tales, I was like, who wants to start a paranormal podcast with me? Because my twin is being a loser. She was too busy with work. She wasn't being a loser. She was being a real adult, not like me. And then MJ's like, oh, I'll do it. And I was like, yay. And then, yeah, that was the blossoming of our now current friendship.
Nice. And continued acquaintanceship, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, it's evolved. It's evolved now. I love to tell people, but we were in a dance performance together to a T-Pain song in high school. And I didn't talk to MJ at the time. And it was she actually reported it on YouTube, so it's not up anymore.
Yeah, but this is like years ago. I don't know if it's still up.
What was the high top shoes? No, like boots with the fur
apple
song.
Bottom.
What was that called?
Apple bottom jeans? That was an interesting time. We twerked in front of the entire school and then our parents.
I totally ended like I ended on the splits and twerking while doing the splits. It was a high moment for me, I will say, dance wise. My mom was like, wow, great move. But I also did practice twerking with my mom, so.
I could never picture my mom twerking.
Yeah, my mom's wild. We were wearing hot pink shirts and super cool sneakers and hot pink leg warmers.
Yes, why was everything pink, though? Whose idea was it to pick pink? I don't like pink.
Probably, what was her name? Carrie, I think she's the choreographer. Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Everyone Pretty loves sure pink. It was her. Yeah. And we had no business doing that in front of adults.
That is true. That is true.
Whatever, just showed how flexible you were.
Yeah.
Let's just twerk
in
front
of
our
I was
family.
Just there to show off my cool moves.
Look what I can do.
Yeah, that was me.
So you kind of mentioned it in the beginning, but what got you interested in like folklore and spooky tales from Latin America?
Well, probably because we're both Latin American, but
well, obviously, yes. But like, was there any particular story or anything where you were like, wow, that's really cool. And then you started diving more into it.
I I think it's mostly like it's part of our culture. Like when you get together, you tell like stories. Like we call them stories del rancho, which translates to stories from the ranch, which is like, you know, when you have your grandparents or, you know, extended family members visit, they tell you these like scary things that happen. And it's like a reoccurring theme. Like every week, if you get together, that's what happens. You just, you know, after dinner or whatever, the whole family congregates. And then we're like, oh, did I ever tell you the story that, you know, your tío saw this or your grandma saw that? And it's just.
Yeah. And then everybody just starts sharing at every party, every get together.
And then it's like, or like, oh, you know, in this house, I saw this. And I'm like, it's 12 o'clock at night. Why are you telling me this now? We're at your house.
Yeah. And for me, I miss that because I don't live anywhere near my family. I'm like two states away from them. And everyone has scattered around now.
Mm-hmm.
Partly because of gentrification in Oakland. And then just people, you know, moving away. But so I'm not close to them at all anymore, just like over the phone. But that feeling of like everybody getting together and sharing stories, that just doesn't happen anymore. And I missed it. And so that's why I was like, that's why I brought the idea to my twin. But we were already busy with our Mexican soap opera rewatch podcast. And then her job is insane. So she had no time for it. And so I'm so glad that MJ did.
Oh, sorry. I'm not telling you guys. Shush. My son woke up. Because if you like, saw me doing stuff
okay,
over here,
I guess
I'm like,
this episode's over. MJ shushing everyone.
And then she was never invited back. Just kidding.
Then we actually kicked her off the network. Like,
welcome to your new solo podcast. Just kidding.
Bye. Now I'm a spooky and you're just tails.
Sad MJ noises.
I will say I love the look you gave me when I asked about spooky tales from Latin America, and you're just like, because we're Latin American. Like,
duh. What do you mean?
Duh. Is it obvious? That was probably one of my most favorite responses to a question ever.
Oh man.
Oh, that was quite the clap back. I like it.
Hold on. I gotta calm down.
Oh yeah, it takes MJ like 5 minutes to stop laughing. All of that's edited out so you can't tell. I just leave like 10 seconds tops of laughing, and then I'm like, all right, I gotta cut her off. And while post production, not while recording.
Shush.
Unknowing to MJ, Christina cuts her off while recording.
No, while recording.
Starts playing the Oscar music, the wind down music.
And then MJ's like, are you still, like, am I talking to myself? Christina has cut her off.
Hello?
Sad MJ noises.
Whew.
Shit.
So is there...
It's going to be a while.
MJ has left the chat.
Yeah.
MJ has been booted.
So is there a particular story, legend, or like cryptid that you've covered where you're just, every time you kind of think or hear about it, you're just like, nope. No.
Oh geez, what was it? The White Chivo.
I was gonna say the same thing.
I won't touch that topic ever again.
That was a terrifying,
like, ever
week.
That was a scary week. Yeah. Like, it's like the entire time we were researching it, we had crazy things happen to us.
Uh-oh.
It was just like, you know, I'm like, I'm not atheist, but I'm like agnostic in a lot of things. And like, it's like, but is it true? You know, I don't believe it very easily. I like hearing stories about things, but I don't necessarily believe in them. But that week I was like,
MJ was like experiencing knocks, that like disembodied knocking, and I was having like weird vivid nightmares. I never have vivid nightmares. I very rarely remember my dreams. Yeah, and then I had
nightmares too. Me and my kids were having nightmares on the same day. It was just, no, it was just bad.
It was too much to be a coincidence.
Well, I was going to ask if you could give me a lowdown on what it is, but now I don't know if I want to know.
Oh, I'll tell you anyway. No.
It's like, and then I experience things for a week.
Right. Whoops.
Just don't research it.
It's like an evil.
We did it for you guys.
Yeah. It's like an evil sorcerer that shapeshifts into a half man, half goat type thing. And it can be, sometimes it's not always a goat, but basically a half man, half creature. And they do like evil things and wreak havoc around. And they're specifically only in the Yucatan area of Mexico. And there's even a saying in Yucatan that's something like, be wary, traveler, after midnight, because the white chivo wanders at night. Like, it sounds better in Spanish, but that's basically what it is in English. And
it's so, so much prettier in Spanish.
It is.
And then, like, I was talking to somebody who's a medium. I can't remember who. And they're like, oh, well, you have to have connections to the Yucatan. And my aunt is from the Yucatan. I was like, that's a straight, direct connection.
Right, I don't think there. I do, though.
Yeah, but, like, is it, like, automatic connection through me?
I was going to say, wait a minute, you.
I was going to say, is it, like, a telephone type thing where it's, like, because you are connected to MJ and MJ's aunt? Is from there. That's the connection.
Yeah, but while we were, after the minute we recorded and we were done looking things up about the white chivo, it was like we were safe again.
Yeah, no, and then like nothing happened after that week. Once we recorded it, once we were done with the whole thing, once we stopped researching, everything stopped.
It was so weird.
It was not fun.
I don't like it. It reminds me, when you're describing it, it reminds me kind of like a brujo slash goat man.
Yeah,
that's pretty much what it is. I mean, yeah.
Yes. Totally white girled it. Yes. So, do you each have like a favorite episode that you've done of your show?
Oh, I have too many. I can't name favorite anything because I start making a list of like 20 things. So I have to think about this. Let me see.
Or is there like an episode that you would recommend our listeners kind of check out first?
The one I had an interesting time, I should say the most memorable, is when we were researching La Mano Peluda.
Oh my God. It's, or Pachona. We are like in sync today because I was going to go there too. It's actually our most listened to episode as well.
Oh, okay.
And so we're like transcribing basically this Spanish talk radio, and it's like all paranormal based, right? And we're transcribing, and because I'm a total genius, I left it to be done like at 12, 1 o'clock.
3 a.m.
in the morning. And yeah. And then as I'm transcribing this, I'm like typing, right? My room is dark. My headphones are on. And I'm listening to this terrifying, like, demonic possession story at like 1-2 o'clock in the morning. And there was like these sounds in the background. Oh my God. And then there was that one time, like, you said something because you couldn't find, like,
we should explain. So the whole.
And then Google is like, here's the Latin. This, here's we have the Latin name of what you're looking
you almost
for.
Summoned the demon. No, we have two episodes. So one is about the legend of La Mano Peluda, but the one we're talking about, there was a Mexican radio show called La Mano Peluda, which translates to the hairy hand. And that radio show is almost like a coast to coast, right? Is the like weird French radio show. Yeah. So it's almost like that, but for Mexico, and it airs in a bunch of Latin American countries as well. And here. And so one of their most famous phone calls is the case of Josue. And Josue claims to have sold his soul to the devil. and then that there was like a demon that was possessing him and things like that. And so in the original, the whole thing is, you can find the whole recording on YouTube. And so that's what MJ was listening to at 3 a.m. And there's like a bunch of weird noises in the phone call, and it's creepy. But there's also, I was trying to translate the demon's name that he, or figure out how to pronounce the demon's name that he had supposedly summoned. And then we were like dumbasses just sitting there like, is it like this? And we just kept saying it. And I was like, oh my God, we're going to summon this fucking thing if it's real. Like, I don't know if I believe it, but I don't want to find out.
No.
I'm on to you. Nothing good happens in Latin when it comes to demons. No.
Yeah, so that would be a really good episode to start with. The other one of my other favorites is the one about the legend of the hairy hand. That's just a fun legend, an evil little hand that is out to get you, basically.
If you like all things spooky, then check out A Spooky Tales, hosted by us, Christina
and MJ, where we talk about all things spooky, paranormal stories, haunted places, myths, and legends.
Listen to guests tell us their scary stories.
And I hear them call me by my name. So I run into the kitchen to check, and there's nobody there.
And I start to like hear like my closet door start to open.
Oh, hell no.
Like,
oh, my
God. Inside.
Oh, hell no.
All of a sudden, for no reason, I woke up in the middle of the night. Like, my eyes just snapped open. And it's that strange feeling that you have when something wakes you up. You don't know what has woken you up until you either see what it was or you hear whatever it was.
There are new episodes every Friday.
Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts, as well as spookytales.com.
So that was all of my questions that I had for you guys. All
right.
Cool, 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 cool.
Are you ready for the slang term portion of the interview?
Yes.
I like the slow yes. That's good. So, Christina, you're up first. Your first term is bousing Ken.
Oh, God. Okay. can you use it in a sentence?
Let's see. Me and my friends went to the Bousing Ken yesterday.
Going swimming.
Bousing Ken is a pub.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. What? I would have no
idea.
We went
to the pub yesterday. Not really, but that would have been cool. I have no friends.
Same.
Same. Yeah, same. like literally
my only friends are online.
Same. Yes. Same. Introverts unite.
Yeah.
But not today.
Not today. So MJ, your first term is belly timber.
Belly timber.
That sounds fun, whatever it is.
Like Christina said, you said it in a sentence.
Let's see.
Because I have an idea.
We all could use some belly timber.
I don't.
Fresh. I try to do it in a way where I can't give it away.
Oh my God, this one's hard. I don't know, like some some beer? I don't know.
What? Mine was a pub. Why would it just be beer? That'd be too easy. I don't know either. Maybe it is.
Food?
You actually got it. Belly timber is food.
Oh, nice.
Whoa. Oh, is it like a specific food or is it like any food?
No. So like the timber is just to kind of keep you going. The food's the timber.
Oh my God. Belly timber. Oh my God. It makes sense now. Yeah. Now that. Yep. Okay. Okay. Wow.
Yep.
All right. Learning new things here.
There you go. You can say it in a sentence sometime. People are going to have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
I'm going to say it.
I was
going to
say, like, I thought it was going to, I thought at first it was going to be like, oh, like, you had, like, stomach problems. Belly timber.
My belly's going to timber right now.
Get out of the way. Gotta use the bathroom.
Something horrible's happening.
Oh my god.
The belly timber.
I guess it could work though, yeah. If you
I'm yelling timber. So Christina, your second term is Bear Garrett.
Bear Garrett?
Mm-hmm.
Bear like, Garrett.
Like bear as in bear and then G-E-R-E-D. Bear Garrett.
G-E-R-E-D. Bear Garrett. To gather around.
That is a good guess.
Oh, look at me.
Bear Garrett is to be drunk.
Hmm.
Oh,
why did okay. I give you all the drinking ones? Close. That was not on purpose.
I'm sensing a theme here, MJ. Stick with drinking stuff. We're gonna get this right.
So you could go to the Bowsingkin and Bear Garrett.
Wow, so. Just imagine hearing that sentence like today. Let's go to the Bowsingkin and Bear Garrett. Excuse me? None of that means anything to me.
Do you have a concussion? Are you okay? Should we call somebody? That's weird.
What language are you speaking?
Sounds Where like are you English, from? But... We're Latin American.
Yeah. Where are you from?
So, this is the last one. MJ, your second right. term. Get I'm it right. Kidding. You better.
Oh, no.
Or you're All never coming
pressure.
Back.
All the pressure. All the
pressure. Your second term is Beetle Crushers.
Beetle Crushers?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Beetle Crushers. Like, I think of shoes with Beetle Crushers. I don't know why. Or boots.
That makes sense because you would crush the beetles with
Especially
your shoes.
With, like with yeah. me. If I saw a beetle, I'd be like throwing my shoe at it, you know?
I'd run away, but yeah.
No, I'd throw my shoe first, then run away. And probably miss, but yeah. That's what, I don't know. That's what comes up in like.
Up yeah, in your brain.
Boots, yeah, boots or shoes.
You're actually very close. So oh. beetle crushers. Are large flat feet.
Oh,
that's not worse. I wish it was shoes.
I wish it was shoes too. Oh, check out those beetle crushers on that guy.
Oh, so this must be like if your feet don't have, you know how some people have like an arch and some people don't.
Yep.
It's like, yeah. So these are the people that don't have an arch.
Yep.
So this is my toddler and my husband.
They're just yep. beetle crushers.
Look at those beetle crushers on you. On ye.
On ye.
On ye.
Oh my god. Wow. Wow. Disturbing. Not their feet.
No, no, like thinking of like you said, like now that you're like you know, flat and stuff, and I'm my husband has flat feet too. I'm like now I'm like fly swatters.
Oh no, that's what flat feet are from now on. Now from oh my god, I can't talk today. From now on, flat feet are
yeah, it's fly swatters. It's the 2022 translation. Fly swatters.
Get up on your fly swatters and get to work.
I'm just picturing like if someone were to take off a giant clown shoe and they actually had like the big feet that fit in the clown shoe and they're just like stepping on bugs as they're like walking over.
They're, yeah. Like you know, they move their foot around and just fly. Die,
Make
fly,
that
die.
Slap noise whenever they walk.
Okay, that's what my toddler sounds like walking, honestly. ever since he started walking, he's just like stomping and just like, and I'm like, I don't know if you had like arches, would you sound like that? Or would you sound like a ninja?
No,
I don't know.
No, they would sound like that because both my kids have arch feet and they stomp. I don't know
okay,
what it
they
is
still
about
stomp.
Kids. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
It's just,
they just love don't like being quiet.
Yeah, like, I was going to say, they just love being loud. God, the worst.
They just love to stomp, crush all the beetles.
Yeah. Swat all the flies.
Eat all the belly timber.
And yeah.
Well, I would like to thank Christina and MJ for joining me today for Can You Crack the Cramp Word? And before we go, can you tell our listeners where they can find you on social media and when new episodes come out?
Yes, new episodes every Friday, and you can find us at Spooky Tales on every social, TikTok, if you want, like, almost daily. I'm getting a little lazy. Almost daily spooky videos. Twitter, Instagram. We have Facebook. We don't really use it because Facebook sucks. But yeah, that's just a Spooky Tales, just spooky, but with an E in front of it, and then Tales all together. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Yes.
Well, thank you again. And as always, I'm Lindsay, and I'll see you next time with another tale as old as crime.